Gentlemen, did you notice the advertisement about the Dirshu Shabbos convention?
Yes.
You did? Okay. What did you see? Do you know when and where and details?
I'm trying to work out whether it's for the whole mishpacha, whether it's just for the...
All right. Okay, good. So, if you may have noticed that there's been a lot of advertisement for a Dirshu Shabbos Siyum convention. Do you know where it is? Yeah, some hotel somewhere, some fancy, okay. Which is meant to be very nice. It's to celebrate the international 13th. Is it the 13th Siyum Ashas? 13th Siyum Ashas. So there is separately there is an evening in Wembley Arena, which is organized by the Aguda. That's nothing to do with it. I'm not referring to that. That's something else. But Dirshu, who also are greatly involved with the Daf Yomi, they are arranging a Shabbos away, which has been widely publicized and advertised. I met Diane Eckstein yesterday, who is the national president of Dirshu UK, as well as being Rabbi Feingold's uncle, as well as, what's the bigger yichus? I'm not sure. And he asked me to relate to the public. It is open to everybody. Everybody's allowed to attend. To not racist or anything, but priority, of course, comes to Dirshu Shir members. He said he very much would like to invite all the Dirshu attendees. Now, I don't know what the full price is, I don't know, but I do know that he said 20% off of the advertised price, which I don't know what the price is, 20% off.
That's
another 20%, that's right. Yeah, 20% off for the members of the Shiurim. So again, I don't know the advertised price. It's worth making a phone call. But it will be... Now, in regards to your question, who is invited? So the answer to that is, I believe it's for children. I don't think children are particularly invited. I think it's for... Right. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't make the rules. He really does. He wants an invitation. I don't make the rules, but apparently it's only for adults. No, I don't even know if Bar Mitzvah can come. I'm not even sure if Bachim are invited. I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know that it's probably geared for adults and for very young babies. Anything else needs to be kind of authorized, requested, asked, whatever, to the Dirshu UK office, which is advertised on the... They might allow, I don't know.
When is this?
Do you know when it is?
It is.
The worldwide the Siyum Ashas is taking place. I think it's the Shas is I think on.
First week of January.
Yeah, it is beginning of January, and I think that it's pretty much in line with that. I don't know which Shabbos. Do you know which Shabbos it is, by any chance? 10th or 14th, right, something, or beginning of January.
Where is it?
I don't know where it is, I don't know.
Which is an hour and a half away, 77 miles away.
It's meant to be the ultimate Shabbos, something to remember, very, very nice Gashmias, very nice Ruchnias. I do remember the last one they made, which is like a few years ago, I don't know. And it was really, really special, it was really nice. It was very, very nice. It wasn't there. I don't know if it was Siyum Ashas. Probably was. I don't know. What was it? Siyum Dirshu. It was very, very, very special. It was taka very nice. Okay, so I was asked to could invite everybody and emphasize and stress that the main focus, and it's really meant to be for the Dirshu members. So you should be feel very much invited. And again, there's I think juicy 20% off. Even this, yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Dirshu is the same family. Yeah. Okay. Further details, www.0208800, whatever the dish office number is, I'm not sure. I don't know if there's a website, but I do know there's a phone number you can call. Okay. Have you seen the advertisement? I think it was widely published. No? I'm sure Amudi as well, yeah. In the Tribune as well, I'm sure. I didn't see, but I'm sure. Okay. Okay. Right. Yeah. We discussed yesterday in great detail the halachas of Bdikas Chometz in places that are going to be sold. I'm pleased to share with you that I had a lot of text messages today. It's great to see how many members we have that are not actually physically attending the shiur, but are listening listening to the shiur differently. And it was lots of text messages of questions regarding this Chasam Sofer. But either way, let's continue with Simon Tov Lamed Zayin. We're now going to be discussing rented properties. Okay, that's really the hotel shaila. We are talking about hotels. Heathrop, what's the name? So if you're going there for Pesach Hotel, so the question is, who is obligated to Bdikas Chometz? How does that work? Bdikas Chometz in rented places, such as hotel. Who is doing Bdikas Chometz? The owner or the tenant?
We're talking about a Jewish hotel then.
Yeah.
You're just having the room.
So therefore?
You just do it in your room.
You do your room. You do your room, very good. You're saying that you do your room, yeah. And all the external areas.
Nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with you. Who does it? Does anybody do it? The owner has got to do the Bdikas Chometz in the other areas. But your room that you're renting, you have to do. Does it make a difference when you're renting it? Or it doesn't make a difference? Say you come on Erev Pesach, 2 days before Pesach.
You do Bdikas Chometz in your home before you go.
Oh, you're saying that. So you're saying that. Very good. Then you're only obligated to Bdikas Chometz if you?
If you're staying in your place.
Okay. Let's discuss that.
Which
is not Jewish. So then the question is easier in a way because the discussion we're going to be discussing now is that if you've got an owner and a tenant, both Jews, they're both heathen, question is who is obligated to Bdikas Chometz? But it's clear that somebody's got to do Bdikas Chometz as opposed to your scenario, which is a person staying in a hotel. So then the question is easier in a way because there's only one person that could potentially do Bdikas Chometz If this is different here, it's more complex because you've got two parties involved, the owner and the tenant. In your case, it can't be the owner because he's a Gentile. Yeah. Okay. Simon Tov Lamed Zayin Tzif Alev. I'm asking Ba'is Lechaveiro Letzorich Yud Alet. Somebody's renting a Ba'is, a house. Could be a room as well. No difference. Lechaveiro Letzorich Yud Alet for the 14th, for the sake of 14th. So he's renting it on the 13th, for the 14th, for Eilech and onwards. Vekonohu, and he acquired it, he made a kinyan. Pe'echot me'adrochim, in one of the ways, sheshchirus kak anik nelvoy. He made an acquisition, not acquisition, he made a kinyan. A kinyan sheshchirus. He made a proper tenancy, of that property, valid, legally binding. Now, what's the halacha? Who has got to do Bdikas Chometz? He's renting the property. The question is, who has got the keys? Who's got the keys? If he didn't give on the keys, if he didn't pass on to the keys to the tenant, when the 14th came, the night of Bdikas Chometz, the owner had still the keys, and the keys was not passed on to the tenant, it's on the owner to do Bdikas Chometz. But if he did pass on the keys to the tenant, only if before the 14th he passed on the keys, the tenant does the Bdikas Chometz. So what we've got over here is the difference as to whether does he have the keys as the 14th, Bdikas Chometz. Who has got the keys? Who's got the keys? If the tenant has got the keys, he's got to do Bdikas Chometz. He's got the keys to the property. If he hasn't got the keys yet, he may be living there already. He may have moved in already. If he hasn't got the keys, he's got to have the keys in order to be Chayav Bdikas Chometz.
And if the
Right. Very good. The answer is that if the tenant has got the keys,
that's enough.
Yeah. Then he's obligated to be. The point is that he has got to have two conditions fulfilled in order to be kas chometz.
But unless there is a landlord and there's a property that's got no tenant in, that land automatically.
Good question. Very good question. Yeah, a good question. So what do you think about this interesting question? A Jewish landlord who owns properties, Baruch Shem of Aliyin.
50 houses.
Yeah, of all the lots and lots of properties.
Tell them are vacant.
Right.
He's got the keys.
He's got vacant properties.
Tell them are vacant. Yeah. You have to do B'tikah on all those properties.
Yeah, well, what do you think about that? Vacant property, yeah? Nebuch. He's got 50 properties now vacant, so that's... Should sell it. Should sell it, yeah. Property, should give all the property management.
Never sell.
Okay, better to have an empty. Okay, so he should certainly change agent.
Yes, he
should definitely change agent. Okay, so he's got property and it's now Jewishly owned. It's his. But they're empty. There's not a goy, there's not a yid who's renting it. Is he obligated to b'tikas chometz? Yes or no? 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 He won't go in. Will bittel be sufficient? Just do bittel.
If he's not got his own chometz, then
he won't. Nobody's gonna be in there. It's just looking for tenants.
He has his own chometz then.
It's not his own. It's not his. But whose is it if it's not his? Chiyum mezuzah. Chiyum mezuzah. Chiyum mezuzah. I don't know about chiyum mezuzah. The pasuk is not. No. You don't think it's chayav b'tikas chometz? Now, I have a feeling that the answer is that really, in principle, is Chayav Dikas Chometz. Could be he's going to sell it to the Goy. But without selling it to the Goy, I think that Pashtas is Chayav Dikas Chometz.
He rents it out.
But there's nobody there. He's got no tenants. I think that Mekaldin is Chayav Dikas Chometz. However, if there's a Yiddish tenant, two conditions apply and the tenant is going to be obligated to Dikas Chometz. One, he needs to have the keys or the equivalent of the keys. B, he needs to have done, as the Shulchan Aruch says, the kinyonim, the relevant kinyonim. Could be that he paid, could be he made a kinyon, whatever the kinyon may be. Kesef, shtar, whatever it is. He made the kinyon, he made an acquisition. Once he made the kinyon, he's got the keys obligated. So once those two conditions apply, he does b'dikas chometz. So what does that mean in terms of a hotel? Rabbi says, it's really important, shalas, countless shalas about this. Let's talk this simple scenario. You're going to Pesach Hotel. When, who, where, tikas chametz, how does it work?
Well, if it's going to be chal on you as a guest, then you would have had to have got the keys in time.
The answer is, if a yid goes into a Pesach Hotel and he checks in before Leil B'dikas Chometz, and he's got the keys. Well, nowadays, you don't go with keys, you go with the card. He's got the card, and he has made the Kenyan. He's chayev to do B'dikas Chometz in the hotel. Less man the palik. He's got to do B'dikas Chometz there. Whether he wants it or not, he must. Question is, if he doesn't arrive Leil B'dikas Chometz, he comes on a subsequent day, then it doesn't... When did he come? Leil Yudalet or not? Because he came on Leil Yudalet, and he made the B'tikas Chometz at home.
Yeah.
But what about
he made in
his
hotel?
Oh, he doesn't make in the hotel. I don't see why not. Why should he be exempt?
What?
Why should he be exempt?
I think the reason why you do it is so you shouldn't forget about
B'tikas Chometz. Uh-huh. Now, when it looks from Shulchan Aruch that Amaski Bais Lechaveret Tzorich Yudalet. We know he made the Kenyan, but Echem Adrochem. If it was all happening before Leil Yudalet, if he made on Leil Yudalet, he got the keys and he moved in. Then it's if he got the keys and he moved in, then the Soich has to do it. I think that as Nishabu explains, if both conditions have fulfilled, he's got to do B'dikas Chometz on Leil Yudalet. And we move on. Hasoich Abesei Beit discusses a different Shaila, and that's really a Shaila in Ne'emonus. In in believing, in trusting. If you go into somebody else, you know what? Very interesting, Shaila. Swapping houses. Okay, you want to spend Pesach in? You want to swap a house with somebody in
Switzerland?
Okay, I wish you a better place, but let's just go for that. Okay, so you want to swap, you found somebody that wants to come to Edgware, all right, and you swapping houses with a fellow in Switzerland. Okay, now you're going in there. Now the question is, do you have to bdikas chametz when you go in there, yes or no? It's Pesach cleaned, yeah? Do you have to bdikas chametz or not? Or, do you have to bdikas chametz? Or, it's a fun person. Do you have to bdikas chametz or not? You go in, you're swapping house.
It's not serious.
When did I go in? Leilu Dalet. I moved in before Leilu Dalet. Do you have something to comment, yes or no?
All depends if it's a Dalet from
China. Did they do it?
If it's a Chatzah.
There's both. So we're learning now, so the emphasis is that what we're learning now is actually a shaila in Nemonus. That we have to ensure a B'tikas Chametz. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Ha'soich ha'bayis mechaveiro be'leilu Dalet. If a person rents a house from his friend, Beyudalet, on the 14th, he does not know if Bdikas Chametz was done. He does not know if it was physically Bdikas Chametz was performed. If they're both in the same city, Shailo, you can ask him, in Botkoi, gentlemen, Yid, to do Bdikas Chametz, yes or no? And if it's a Yid that looks like a from Jew, you can ask him and he can believe him. Yeah. Did you do Bdikas Chametz? Yes, I did Bdikas Chametz. I go away. I do Bdikas Chametz. And I remove the Chametz and everything is fine. Vimeinobia. What happens if it's not in the city? What we would call nowadays is not available. You can't get hold of him. Could that be nowadays not available? Somebody? Can it be something? Yeah. I suppose you can, yeah. It doesn't mean it's not in the city. It means that it's not available. Vimeinobia. Cheskosoi boduk. You can assume there's a chazoka. There's a, how do you translate chazoka? Assumption, but it's more than an assumption. It's you're safe to assume. You can establish assumption. It's a chazoka. You can really trust and believe and assume. The cheskosoi boduk, that it is, but the place is checked. Who mevatle beliboy, and therefore subsequently, all you got to do is mevatle beliboy. You do a bit in your heart, v'dayon, that's sufficient. So what we're learning now over here is our halacha with regards to belief nemonos, that if you can ask, best is to check. Did you do Bdikas Chametz? Yes or no? Right? If you can't get hold of somebody, there is a nemonus that every Yid will leave the house, that it is checked and it is, and the Chametz was removed. That there's a Chazok, Cheskas Kashos. As Mishnah Berurah says, Cheskas Kosher min astam bodakva. Yeah. Okay, Siv Gimel. What happens? Truth is, let's say if it wasn't, even if it's whether before you dalet or after you dalet, either way, Lemaisa.
Because there they might be assuming that you're going to check. Whereas on your dalet, it's the field is already.
Yeah, you're right. But Lemaisa, you're right. You're a good point. Yeah, Mishabu said in Zivkot and Zayin, Asarich HaBais Mechavar B'Yudalet, Rotsu Lema B'Yoyim Yudalet, Hoi B'Soich Leil Yudalet, Le'ach Shekva Ova Zman, Shoi Yochal HaMaske Liv Doik B'Yisuf B'Soich Zman. You're quite right. We assume that there was time for Bdikas Chametz. You're quite right. It must be after the 14th. Leil Bdikas Chametz. You're right. Thank you very much. Now, Siv Gimel tells us that, okay, fine, you made a house swap with a fellow in Switzerland, and you're landing, and you're arriving in Switzerland, and you assumed that, obviously, if you arrive on Erev Pesach, you assumed that you did Bdikas Chametz and it's all fine. You go in, you open up the fridge, and what do you see? You see a massive Swiss roll. You see that in the fridge. And then you say, oh no. And then what are you meant to do now? Because you assumed you can rely on the Chazaka, Cheskas Boduk. Here, any house that is, you come in, which we just said earlier, there's a chazok, cheskas kashus. You can assume the bdikas chametz was done. But now, lo and behold, you see chametz there. So there's no cheskas kashus. What are you meant to do now? What are you meant to do? You find chametz in the house. What are you meant to do? You assumed, you're arriving at Erev Pesach. You assume that it's fine. Imagine you find chametz there. What are you meant to do now? You have to check everything again, yeah, you do. You can't rely on the chazaka as long as you don't ever prove against it.
Whether it's a crumb or if it's a Swiss roll. If it's a crumb, maybe he did it particular and missed it. If it's a Swiss roll, it means the guy, if he's a Shomri Torah mitzvah, he just wouldn't have done it at all. Is there a difference in terms of...
I hear what you're saying, good svarah. You're saying that it makes a difference if it...
obviously an oversight.
Let's see what Shulchan Aruch said. Let's see, because it's a good point what you're raising. Top line of page 18. A maske buys lechaveiro. If somebody's renting out a property to a friend, becheskas boduk, and there was a chazoka that it's checked, and the chometz was removed, and everything was fine. V'nimtzon, it turns out, she'en a boduk, actually it's not checked. Ha'asoy chalif doik, you've got the soy ches to now go and check everything again. Ha'asoy chalif doik, you've got to do b'tikas chometz now, everything all over again. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, v'einu mekach tos. It is not a mekach tos. Why would you assume that it's a mekach tos? Why would you say it's a mekach tos?
I thought I was renting a place.
If I'm renting a place for Pesach, you know, you assume that it's clean, that it's done, that it's clean. But no, it's not a mekach tos. Even though there was chometz there, it's not a mekach tos. Even in places that it is so established that you actually do b'dikas chometz and you pay for it, and it's absolutely assumed that you can't do that b'dikas chometz would have been performed. Nevertheless, it is not a mekach tos. Why not? Share mitzvah oisa, because by doing b'dikas chometz, actually doing a mitzvah. You can never assume that it's a mekach tos. You're gonna go up to him and say, excuse me, Mr. Swissy, I thought I'm coming for Pesach, and you're leaving me this house packed with this. There's chometz everywhere, and I paid you 600 Swiss francs to go into your place, and now you're leaving the place full of chometz. And then he says,
there's
not a question of nemonos, because you never actually spelt it out with him. You never discussed it with him. This is a shad of chazaka. So lemaisa, he's going to say, assumed I was being very kind to you. I want to be mezaki with a mitzvah gedala. So therefore, all I did was I was trying to be kind to you. So, therefore, don't assume that you can't just sit and make a chtos, because he's going to tell you that actually enabled you to do a mitzvah. And therefore, it's not make a chtos. It's a chiddush. Why are you bothered? What do you tell about that?
Because it could have implications for kashrus, sort of.
Why? But he didn't lie to you. He wasn't, you are saying you can assume. Well, he says, I never assumed that...
Let's say you rent a house from a year and nothing gets said about whether the...
B'dikas chometz. It's kashrus. No, so... Okay, so there's no mitzvah to kashrus kitchen. So that's why it's different. There's no mitzvah to kashrus kitchen. You've got to have it... It's got to be clean. And it's got to be kosher. But it's not... You can't assume... But here the difference is that, no, I wanted to... He's going to say that I wanted to enable you to do the mitzvah with a bracha, b'dikas chometz. Come on, don't be so thing. You know, I thought you wanted to do a mitzvah.
But you say the same about, I'm going to give you an extreme example. You say the same about, let's say that the renting a house and the balcony hasn't got a thing around it.
Marco. Mark is a mitzvah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're renting a 20th, this is the guy we go this far, by the way, because we miss him.
Yeah.
You're renting a 20th floor.
And there's no Mark on top.
I wanted to give you the mitzvah of being able to build.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Perhaps. Perhaps. Well, I'm just trying to think. Well, so do you agree to this comparison or not? Somebody's renting out a balcony which is not safe. And you're going up there and say, listen, I can't be here for 2 weeks like that. My kids are going to fall the first day. It's not safe. He says, yeah, I know, I totally know. But, I wanted to enable you to have the mitzvah of building a marker. Yeah. I want to allow you to, I wouldn't do it. I won't chop away mitzvah for you. I don't want to take away mitzvah for you. Here, you build a marker. Yeah, it's very, very good question. I like your question very much. For a tenant to start building marker.
But it's not the normal thing for someone to rent their house for
air. I really like the question. Rabbi Yossel, it's a fascinating question. You could argue that perhaps no, there's a difference, because that costs money, that doesn't. To build a marker costs money. So because chometz doesn't cost, but the Mishnah is going to tell us it doesn't make a difference. Even if you got, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Mishnah tells us if got yud gemel shem mitzvah yisrael leda lezu ain't zeh hamas kelachzul ledomim shoyt zvi abdika. Even if the bdikas chometz costs money, it doesn't make a difference. Shaylo einenu maras kiklal. Till the mitzvah belechudur amyale, he wanted to allow you to the mitzvah. Like chiyuv emona lekar, there's no financial implications. He wanted to allow you to the mitzvah. Very interesting question. It's a very interesting question. Abayis, I wonder what you think. Who agrees?
Marker needs more expertise assume that anybody can necessarily go to Mashpe, whereas B'dikas Chometz, anyone who...
So you're saying that when it comes to B'dikas Chometz, when it comes to B'dikas, you're suggesting that you could believe the fellow to say, I want to allow you to the mitzvah, I don't want to do B'dikas Chometz, so you should have the mitzvah. However, when it comes to Maka, a person can't say that because you need a bit further expertise to do. You make me feel very good. I thought I'm the only one that's got two left hands and can't build things. It's good. There's others out there as well. What do you think? Can you do that? Can you say to a person, here's a place, it's not safe, but I wanted you to have the opportunity of building a fence. It's a mitzvah to build a fence to make the place safe and give you the opportunity. Or would you say, come on, you can't rent a place which is not safe.
No, it's a
kona. Yeah. What do you say? You just build a market in two minutes flat, yeah? You'd build it, yeah, you know.
Once it's a kona, it's a fascist.
We're made out of wood, but it would be safe, Okay.
So a person could say, you're coming to a house, I want you to be blacker, like the whole clothes on doing Dikas Chometz. But who does the mitzvah now?
Yeah, but the problem with that is he's coming on your talent. So he's coming with an assumption that was bottle correct.
If you're doing it differently, it could make all the difference.
Yeah. I hear
it. It's really interesting, Shaila. It's really something to think about. Okay, to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned Siman Tov Lamed Zayin, we learned Sif Aleph, that somebody who's renting a property, if you're the tenant, two conditions apply, you've got to do B'dikas Chometz. Condition number one is that you made the Kinyonim on the night of 14th, it's all yours. And the second one, you've got the keys. But what happens, by the way, if this is a property which doesn't have any keys? It's not. You don't have keys, you don't have a card, nothing. It's just like a door, you walk in and walk out. What happens then? Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. As I explained, once you've got the right of entry and you've done the kinyonim, it's yours to. By the way, I want to tell you that when I was a fresh young man, I don't know if thinking about it, I was probably, I don't know, when I was by my first Yom Tov after my first few Pesach after I got married, I took the with my color with my new wife, so it was my what? First Yom Tov, and I in order to do B'dikas Chometz, my shver went up to me and he said, "Do you want to rent the room? Yeah." I said, "I don't have any money." So he gave me £1, and he said, "Do you want to rent the property so you can do B'dikas Chometz there?" Yeah, but I don't know if that's what we did, but I don't know if that's, yeah.
That he gave
the diamond. Yes, that's right, yeah. So I gave me £1 to rent the place to the B'dikas Chometz. I don't know.
So he gave
it to me because I was financially quite...
He gave you the
diamond. So really the line was that I rented the property. I rented the room to the B'dikas Chometz, yeah. So I can make B'dikas Chometz a bracha. Pardon? Yeah, I know. That's it was very kind. He actually gave me £1. That time. Yeah. Okay. And then we spoke about Ne'emonos. Generally, if you rent the place, you can generally assume there's a chazak of cheskes kashrus that the place has been checked and chometz has been removed. And then we spoke about, what happens if you assume that a place is checked and there's been a b'dikas chometz, but suddenly it turns out that you find chometz there. You've got to check everything all over again. However, there's no mekachtos because he's going to say, no, I want to allow you to do a mitzvah, I want to enable you to do a mitzvah. Very good. Okay, that's the topics covered this evening. Very good evening.